The week has seen a wide range of Pride celebration solidifying the Rainbow Color Group's 10th anniversary here. The special week kicked off last weekend with a parade and gathering at Serpent River First Nation, SRFN, where its chief, Two-Spirit leader Brent Bisalian, was named the group's empress. The organization also celebrated one of its major achievements in helping fight discrimination, marking a number of events connected to challenging the LGBT purge. The LGBT purge has been described as the most persistent and damaging workplace discrimination policy in Canadian history, beginning in the 1950s during the Cold War. Canada wrongly suspected people they labeled as sexual deviants as being threats to national security. At one time, the RCMP had 30,000 Canadians under surveillance as suspected homosexuals. The policy resulted in thousands losing their jobs and having their lives ruined. The policy was brought to an end by a brave lesbian soldier named Michelle Douglas, who successfully sued the federal government in 1992. In 2018, a class action settlement valued at $145 million was approved for all victims of the LGBT purge, spearheaded by local Elliott Lake lawyer Douglas Elliott. Douglas was present during this week's celebration and spoke at events at the local library and with classes at Elliott Lake Secondary School. She served as Grand Marshal at Saturday's parade. One of the outcomes of the LGBT Purge class action settlement was the creation of the LGBT Purge Fund. This nonprofit organization oversees a fund of about $25 million for memorialization and reconciliation measures, Elliott said. We are delighted that the board of directors of the LGBT Purge Fund will be meeting in Elliott Lake this weekend and participating in our 10th anniversary events. Pride flag-raising ceremonies were held in Elliott Lake, Blind River, Spanish and SRFN. Acting Elliott Lake Mayor Andrew Wannan proclaimed June as Pride Month. On Saturday evening, the Moose Lodge hosted a Second Chance prom night. Today, a church service will be held at the Holy Trinity United Church at 10:30 a.m. followed by a close-out brunch at the Fireside Restaurant.